want to thank Alan Conway for coming down and talking and bringing some of his music to the forefront. And now we put his levels up very, very gently, very slowly. And it is... Oh, let's play the music first. I forgot all about the music. Okay, we've got to play the theme music first.
Good question, caller. Bob, any comments?
Bob, hello. Are you there?
Pat Robertson?
Yeah. You want to think about it for a while?
No.
Should we play a song?
1 + 1 = 11. Are you listening? 2 + 2 = 22. All right. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Pat Robertson, he's miming Reverend Ivan Stang and the false church. The false religiosity that is evoked by the right hemisphere effect of the electric environment. All right? In other words, he's asking you to merge with the temple bureaucracy that surfaces after the military bureaucracy of the last 200 years due to visual space conditions propped up by the printed press. All right? So with the electric retrieval of primitive occult awareness, it's natural that Gnostic fundamentalists will surface to ask the electrified audience to merge with it. Right? I'd say that Pat Robertson represents the majority feeling of the electrified world, but he's not the appropriate verbal content. Therefore, he will not be present. You don't have to worry. All right?
Crazy.
Thank you.
Nicely answered, Bob.
Not bad.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
About the tone of your voice today. Extremely mellow, very sexual and sensual again today. What's going on in your life that's bringing this on?
Well, I got a lot of young boys sitting around me here today.
The pink Bob talking.
Yeah.
Get it up.
You reach out to all.
Yes, and this young lad here, I'm just responding to his chakras. They're just opening me out, you know.
Okay, do you want
to... No, we have to leave the site. We got, I think Ian, my bodyguard, might have a question.
No, sick,
anything, Ian, anything. Just, you know how any word evokes instant theater?
Yeah.
Say a word and see how I respond.
Well, how do you like Bob Dole as opposed to...
Bush?
I suppose Pat Robertson. Or who are you calling? Do you think Gary Hart has a chance? Or
oh, yeah.
Saying
yeah
that?
I think Gary's wife is looking good, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary's Hart?
Gary's wife is looking great.
Well, see, the Dole has the right number because for the warfare welfare state, the whole world is on the Dole.
Yeah,
right? So Bob Dole, he's got the Bob there, but he's Bob Dole, false slack, creating passive tribal communism. In the sense of software consumerism, hardware productivity. All right? Now, I may have got that backwards, but it's not important. Let's go on to the next point. Who's going to win? Obviously, Gary Hart's going to be president. Dukakis will be vice president. And that's a fact, so I don't think we need to discuss elections
anymore. Let's not dwell on American politics.
Let's talk about my election.
We haven't talked about this election for some time. I'm getting a little disappointed that we haven't had any action yet, Bob. Any predictions about the future? I know the listeners are getting restless as well.
I know, because the thing is that I will be elected. It's inevitable. It's just that we have to go through the effects of waiting on waiting. You know, waiting for Bob O.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the effects of waiting on waiting are pretty hard in the electric age, which is already a limboistic interval type of situation where we're trapped between a world that is dead and a world that is powerless to be born. See, that's our dilemma. So waiting is aggravated. Waiting in the 20th century is not like waiting in the 19th century. This young man to my left here, very old subgenius soul, has not heard my show other than once. So he knows nothing about the election. Do you know what I'm running for? Did you hear that? What?
I don't know. I would guess it was some kind of...
Church of the Apocalypse, you were saying to me earlier.
I wasn't quite sure. I didn't title, but... Are you running maybe for some kind of recognition?
Recognition, yeah. This is an identity crisis. We're witnessing the year. Bob is getting very old now, and he needs recognition, so he hijacks CKLN just to act out his fantasy, you know, his media fantasy. But no, that's not the case. This is a serious... I had an agent named Bob Marshall who worked here for 3 years and put out some information that created Contergate.
Whatever happened to Bob Marshall?
He's back in the closet, available for potential catastrophes in my career. All right? Yeah. So Marshall exposed a lot and set up the ground for Bob to take over because every illusion was smashed by Bob Marshall. You may not have heard that show. But... my ascendance to the software throne of the secret council, the secret Council of Ten, which is a secret government run by entities like Fritz Kramer, that I've been exposing for years, is what I need to become chairperson of, else we will not have media ecology. Now, media does not mean newspapers, what you see on television. It means all the inventions and ideas and emotions that we've experienced in the past and future. We need an ecological form of balance of that. All right? So that's my job, to get into that position, to use the massive computerized environment in a healthy proportion way.
Well, how do you get closer? What kind of
channels
are you going through? Mike, we can hear you.
No, I'm talking to you while they're talking.
Sorry, good. What channels are you going through? I mean, you're not making this a public campaign or anything, are you?
This is an election. Can I interject? Sorry, we have a caller. Let me just move it over.
Who is it? Bob? Bob Dole? Or?
No, it's not Bob Dole. We'll work this out.
Yeah. Question. Good. Go ahead, caller.
We've lost the caller. Sorry.
I go.
Technical difficulties. I think the battery is maybe the bad. Oh, there we are. We're back again. Okay, you there, caller?
Well, my secretary did that. I'm a speaker.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Mike.
George. Okay. George.
Papa, are we here as a collective mantra?
Are we here as a collective mantra?
No, we hear Bob is a collective mantra.
Yes, that's right.
Very good. Okay, now the question that I would like to bring up for the audience is that you, Bob Dobbs, are an expert on the global theater.
Yes.
And as the preeminent critic of the theater, I wanted to call upon your knowledge of the play's leading actors.
The play's leading actors?
That's right.
All right.
Specifically, could you speak on the role played by Mother Teresa?
Okay. Now, here's the it's good you brought up the 10 actors.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much.
Thank you, George. Yeah, you've laid that question down just the way
this
I told
is not
you.
George.
Good.
This is Anon.
That's all right, George.
It's Anon.
Just answer the question.
Yeah, you're everybody, George.
Bob, answer the question.
Yeah, the question, the 10 major actors are first. Herbert W. Armstrong, recently deceased. All right? He's Holy Office 1, main actor. Second actor is Marshall McLuhan. Third actor is Lyndon LaRouche. Fourth actor is Frank Zappa. Fifth actor is Mae Bethel. Sixth actor is James Joyce in Finnegan's Wake. The seventh actor is Garrett Dean. The eighth actor is Cosmic Awareness. Maybe I had that wrong. Maybe it's 9. Did I leave any out, Ian?
Two out.
Well, I left the
Sherman Skolnick.
Oh, yeah, Sherman Skolnick is a subdivision of Mae Brussel. Did I mention her? Mae Brussel is a key actor.
You mentioned me.
Yeah, and I mentioned Lewis. Now, the 10th actor is Club 22 itself, which is a subsidiary of my operation, which involves all of them. So you see that I am the main environmental actor within those 9 entities. You understand? You got that, George?
This is Anon.
Yeah, Anon, George. Did you get that?
Anon.
Yeah.
You've read my stuff. It's in many cultures.
Right, but do you understand my answer?
Of course. That's
right.
What I asked.
Those are the 10 key actors in this global theater.
If I could just interject here, Bob doesn't answer your questions, okay? I think that's important to understand. Bob just
politician.
Mike, speak for yourself. I do answer my questions. I mean, Mike, play the tape. We'll deal with George later.
Okay, thanks, caller.
Yeah, get that. Bye.
Okay, let's move on.
You're a nice guy, George. You're lovely. Just get paid for the gas.
Yeah, okay, caller, thanks. Okay, let's move on to the subgenius tape for the week. We only have a few minutes left. You've done it again. You've managed to over-talk.
Management.
We're back to staying lies and puzzling evidence, Bob.
Hey, where are you going? Yeah.
We'll be back to sum things up.
Say hello.
Yeah, okay.
Bob will say, shut up, Pink Boy. Just about anybody.
That's another thing. Any listeners out there who have had strange experiences, seeing UFOs, or are hearing the space voices in their heads, are welcome to call in and see if they can, if we can make some sense out of all this.
I'd make dollars well read. I suggest that you subscribe to this because listener-sponsored radio.
Okay. All right, that was a waste of time, right? I guess we should have had me on a little longer.
I don't know. It was a reasonably decent tape.
Absolutely, Mike. It's better than your tape. It's the old tape.
That's your opinion, Bob. I don't want to talk about it.
No, but you just...
that you just said. Oh, I don't want this to become a battle of ego, Bob.
Why not? Look, you know one of the subgenius tenets is to be megalomaniacal, especially to mine the electric effect of being discarnate and everywhere and everybody at the same time. Like, so go ahead and be egomaniac. Okay. I can take it. Right. You can handle it,
thanks,
all right?
Bob. Thanks.
You jerk, come on. Yeah, Mike, what do you want to ask me?
Nothing. Go ahead. You have 2 minutes. I'm repeating yourself.
Yeah, all right. I got a short-term correspondence course here. Through that alien reading. Beep, 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 beep. Okay, a short-term correspondence course. This is Dogma. Bob Dogma, help you understand what I'll be doing when I'm chairperson of the Secret Council of Ten. All technologies are collective unconscious. All arts, science, and philosophy are anti-environmental controls that are ever merging into the environmental and losing their power. To create and losing their power to create awareness of environment. When arts fail to cope with the environment by being anti-environment, when arts fail to cope with the environment by being anti-environment, then there can be a shift to a rapid succession of innovations as ersatz, anti-environments. All right? That's been the procedure since 1945.
God, I love when you pronunciate.
That cheese is good. Just eat that cheese.
Well, do you have a car?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, Gary. Gary, we're having a short... Come on in, but...
I have to go pretty soon, but can you give me a ride?
Sure, Gary. Yeah, we'll give you a ride, Gary.
A ride to hell and back.
Yeah, every medium is a ride. Every technology takes you on a trip. Get ready for the dogma. All right, back to the topic here. Technologies would seem to be the pushing... This is real post-Jungian, all right, and post-Freudian, post-Hindu. Technologies would seem to be the pushing of the archetypal forms of the unconscious out into social consciousness. May this not help explain why technology as environment is typically unconscious? The interplay between environmental and content factors, between old and new technologies, seems to obtain in all fields whatever. That principle seems to carry in all fields whatever. In politics, the new conservatism has as its content the old liberalism, all right? Every new technology requires a war in order to recover an image made by the old environment. And that's our short-term discourse, correspondence, information, type verbalish for today, page 31.
If people would like a copy of this transcript, can they write any...
No. This is only potent when Bob's talking it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could read this in some Xerox, but it's not as potent as when it's via my mouth on the air. Okay, Mike?
Okay, Bob.
So let's end the show. It's been a great show. I love this.
Lots of energy today.
Yeah, a lot of order, a lot of interruptions, and very nicely orchestrated by my baton.
And those young boys.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Wait.
Praise Bob.
Hello, I'm Celeste, and welcome to Entertainment Listings for Wednesday, February the 17th. CKLM presents a series of experimental performances by international and Canadian artists at the Desmarais Theatre Centre during Keyworks. Coming up on February the 22nd...